Today on Rockin' the Suburbs,
we look into Wingtip Sloat's creative process. Wait, are you going to play C there?
Yeah.
If you're going to play C there, I'm out.
Okay, day two of the Wingtip Sloat experience. We recorded you guys playing live at a Potbelly sandwich shop in Northern Virginia.
That was cool.
A little while ago. And listeners are going to hear all of that over the course of three episodes. This is episode two. If you didn't listen to episode one, go back and do that. And you'll hear the origin story of Patrick's epic band. We did this in front of a live audience. We did, and you're going to hear that here in particular, because we did a little bit more of the interview. You guys tell some stories about back in the day playing shows and doing some tour of the Eastern Seaboard. And then we pulled out the bag of questions, and we had people come up and pull questions out of the bag and ask you those questions. So there we go. And then you guys play some more music, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
Let's get right to the show.
So what's the last time before this you guys played live?
1998.
It's been that long, Peoples.
Yeah, it has.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so it's been,
true story,
by my math, 20 years then, yep, since you have played live.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you mentioned you guys have been recording in that time. So, but you guys, you know, you rehearse like every week, right? I mean, all this time you guys have been keeping at it. What keeps the band going, to use the cliche question, right?
Well, it keeps us out of other kind of trouble.
Yeah.
I mean, it gives us a place to go, safe space.
Friday night at Andy's house, you can usually find us there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Back in the day,
this is a riveting interview, by the way.
It is. Well, back in the day, you didn't, you guys never like fully committed to this and went out on tour and did all that stuff, right?
No.
No, we dabbled. We were dabbling with the open for cool acts.
Was that ever a possibility? Was that part of the discussion? Like, hey, let's just go off and get in a van and...
Well, Bill's not here. He never financed our tour. We had a lot of requirements.
Yeah, okay. We did.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah, it was a lot of codependency. Although, like Andy said, we did have full-time jobs and, families early on.
Yeah. We had families.
Families.
We have a lot of family here tonight.
Some of them are here tonight, yeah.
Yeah, except
hello,
for my
families.
Family. I asked my oldest daughter if she wanted to come to the show, and she said, don't be ridiculous. So that was the answer from Sadie. But yeah, Jim, we did go out and play a couple places, right? We once went down to...
We've been at Chapel Hill.
Chapel Hill.
As far south as Chapel Hill, as far north as Boston.
Boston. We played a show in Boston. I remember it was great. It was a little club right across from the Boston Garden, and we got there at like sound check, and by like 6:30, the place was really filling up. I mean, it was really looking awesome. And then 7, it was packed with people. We were like, this is going to be the greatest gig of all time. And then at about 7:15, the entire place emptied out. I'm not kidding you. Every single person left went across the street to the Boston Garden to watch the Bruins hockey game. So that was a bar they drank in before the hockey game. Yeah, it was pretty disappointing. I think we played to 4 people that night.
But you did once play at CBGB, right?
We did, twice, actually.
But twice?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Asked you back.
They did. We learned quickly the best set time at CBGB is not the headlining set. It's like the third of the 5 bands. Yeah. You know this, John. You don't want to be on it like the 2 a.m. slot. But we did play there with Pavement and Francis Gum. And also we played with... Television.
No.
Wow.
No, I think we played with a band called the Shrams, right? I think that was right.
Tell people some of the other bands you have been on the same bill with.
We did a few nights with Sebado.
Sebado, yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. The Dogface Termans were on that tour as well. An amazing band from Holland. Is that right, John? Holland, yeah.
They were
great
cool.
Dutch band. They had a trumpet. Man, they were off the hook. No, they were really good.
They were really good.
Yeah. Why don't you come up here?
I'll go Sonic Youth, right?
Sonic Youth.
Yeah, the show is Sonic Youth and Mike Watt.
Mm-hmm.
Mike Watt.
Royal Trucks. We opened up for them at the old 930 Club.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The Grifters, that was another good band we played with. You remember them? Yeah.
Rake.
Strapping Field Hands, another good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, we played with some great acts. Thinking Fellers Union, yes. Local 282, that's right.
So these are all stories that you can someday tell your children and grandchildren, right?
Uh-huh. Or you.
Okay, so we have here the bag of questions, and these are a bunch of random questions that can be asked of the band. So you don't have to really do anything except come up and draw one out of the bag. Who would like to be part of this? Come on up.
You got to get up there.
And what's your name?
Jillian Bishop. That's my name.
Yeah. I can't believe you. Do you have a driver's license? You were driving? Are you that old?
All right, Jillian.
You're in college?
Jillian is drawing a question out of the bag of questions. Now you get to ask this to the band. Are you ready?
Okay, what other famous person do you get mistaken for?
Who's the guy who plays Wolverine?
Oh, Hugh Jackman.
Yeah, Hugh Jackman.
Hugh Jackman, everyone. All right, and Dave, Bish?
Paul Weller.
Paul Weller. All right, very good. Who else would like to ask a question of the band?
Pete Townsend.
Come on, somebody, step up. Come on. Josh has a mouthful of food, but he can do it. And he just blew his nose, so this is a good combination. Josh, wait, say your name. Wait, hang on. It's Josh, right?
Right.
Any last name?
Josh.
Josh. Okay. All right, Josh. I know you're up to the task. Get a good question out of here. We ready? All right.
You get to program the greatest radio station in the world. What are the first five songs that you play?
Wow, that's hard. Oh. Man.
Well, you got three people here, so you can each pick one.
Yeah.
Everyone hear that? The greatest radio station in the world. They're going to pick five songs.
Back of a Car by Big Star.
Back of the Car by Big Star is number one.
Yep. Tally Ho by The Clean.
Tally Ho by The Clean. Yep. All right. Gideon by My Morning Jacket, Bish says.
I'm gonna go old school. Into the Mystic, Van Morrison.
Yeah.
Into the Mystic, Van Morrison. Okay, and then you get one more song.
And then I guess In My Eyes by Minor Threat would probably be our last choice. Yeah.
All right. Would you guys listen to that radio station?
Yes.
There we go. All right. They say yes. All right. We're gonna work on that. All right. Let's hear some more.
Yeah. Wingtip Sloat.
From Wingtip Sloat.
We are gonna play two songs that are not on our new album, but they're newer. Right, Andy. This is not on our new album.
These are from the future.
Yeah, these are from the future.
These are future.
What are you guys doing in 20 years? We'll be right here. We'll meet you here in 20 years. I think this is a song about the night Wolf Trap burned down, right? The original one.
Similar, yes.
Okay.
The right notes?
Yeah, luckily nobody knows that song, so they don't know I played the wrong chord.
Thank you.
These are new songs. Thank you. Turtles. Don't put it away.
Those will be out in the future. Just, you know, decade, a quarter, something like that.
Now, this is on the new album. It's called Some Nice People Came to See the Robot.
Nice people.
Yeah.
They're nice people.
These nice people, if there was a robot, they would come to see it.
If we still had a robot, we don't have a robot anymore.
Yeah.
This is from the past.
What am I supposed to think here? Nick Lowe, right?
No, this is not Nick Lowe.
Okay.
Just whatever this is about.
So one thing I noticed when you guys were playing is that, you know, sometimes people would come up and get like drinks like right next to you, right? Like
get cool.
like sodas, the like yeah. machine, the self-serve machine was right next yeah. to you while you were playing.
Yeah, and there was one little kid that was like pretty pumped up about the rock and roll that was happening.
Oh yeah, there was.
Remember him?
Yeah.
And I think he high-fived the bish at one point.
It was funny. At one point I looked over and there was like a little kid doing like the horns,
yeah,
sign, the devil horn sign, you know,
right.
rocking out. Yeah. There were other people who looked somewhat horrified when they were walking in to the place. We have one more episode tomorrow.
Yeah,
more Wingtip Sloat. You guys rocked the Potbelly. And the way you hear that episode is you go to any of the podcast places. I mean, you're listening right now, so you must know at least one of them.
You got to know something.
Tell friends, though, that we're in a lot of places.
Yeah.
Very many places.
Mm-hmm.
We also have some video of this.
Yeah.
This that you can see on our Facebook page. So go to Suburbs Pod Facebook page and you can find that.
Yeah. Thanks to Kevin Goff for taking some awesome video, man.
Absolutely.
He did a great job.
People enjoyed that.
Kind of knows what he's doing.
He does. Well.
Yeah.
We should hang out with him more often.
He flies drones.
He does do that.
Yeah.
He races drones.
Oh,
he doesn't
well.
Just fly them. He races them. Yeah. Where were we then? Okay. So next time maybe we can get some drone video.
Oh, that'd be
actually,
great.
Now I'm thinking about it.
That would make me calm while I'm playing. That's right.
All right. Where was I going with this? Oh, yeah. So go to the Facebook page. You can see that video. Probably be on our website, too. Intern Sam is all over this stuff.
Oh,
so the website is suburbspod.com. And if you have any comments about the show or other things music-related, email us rock@suburbspod.com or call
612-440-1984.
Or
stick your head out the window and just yell.
That's exactly.
Until somebody comes.
We might not hear it in this basement, but in general.
No, you won't hear it down here. But.
The other thing, oh yeah, I mentioned the Facebook. There's also Twitter and Instagram, both those at Suburbs Pod. And then again, where can people buy Wingtip Sloat music?
I would go to vhfrecords.com. That'd be the first destination. You'll find us right there on the front page.
Let's get to the epic conclusion of the Wingtip Sloat experience. An evening with Wingtip Sloat. It's Rock in the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenihan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And we'll talk to you tomorrow.
You're starting to smell like Wingtip Slope now, Jim. Right.